With non-essential businesses forced to close for the stay-at-home order, downtown Asheville's streetscape is significantly quieter than usual. And some restaurant and shop owners are taking extra precautions to deter looting and vandalism. On a sunny spring afternoon, the sidewalks along Lexington Avenue are deserted. This time of year, tourists are typically seen flocking to restaurant patios and ducking in and out of boutiques, but businesses are closed. And many, like Cornerstone Minerals, a gem store, are boarded up.
When I was there on Saturday, I was there for probably 6 to 7 hours out front boarding my shop. In that time span, I saw one police officer.
Owner Gregory Lee Turner decided to board up his shop after one of the windows was smashed last Friday.
Literally one police officer, to the point where I stopped him to ask him, "Hey, I spoke to you guys 2 weeks ago when this order went into effect that y'all would be stepping up patrols. Y'all said yes." I said, "I see you're the only cop I've seen in 6 hours in the heart of downtown, 3 blocks from the police department." To me, it's crazy.
Turner says he feels like downtown business owners are on their own when it comes to preventing looting and vandalizing. Asheville Police Department spokesperson Christina Hollingsey says officers have been vigilant, doing extra checks on businesses, patrolling by car and on foot.
We're still seeing steady numbers of violent crimes when you're comparing it to the same time frame last year, but our property crimes numbers as of now have decreased.
Crime statistics from the last 4 weeks don't show any increases in burglaries or robberies compared to this time last year. Hollingsey says the APD is continuing to work with a crime analyst to daily monitor the situation in Asheville's now empty downtown. Still, there are those who live and work in the city center who say the police presence doesn't feel increased, like Gilly Roberts, owner of Ware on College Street.
I have not seen evidence of that personally.
She says she's even feared for her own safety.
I had one evening where I stayed in my store pretty late, and when I came out, I was alone on the street, except for a couple people in the distance. That made me a little nervous.
Since then, Roberts says she hasn't stayed in her store past daylight hours. Like Turner, she's taken protecting her business into her own hands. Her shop windows are boarded up. She also added a bolt lock and more security cameras. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.